it's not just, you know, Burmese. It's not just like refugees. You know, it's a whole immigrant issue too. There are difficulties in adjusting.
Bazan Lin serves as a program coordinator with the Burmese Community Support Center.
My personal experience is a language. I can't stress enough because, you know, without a language, I would not be able to make it to this far.
As Buffalo grapples with a high poverty rate, many immigrants and refugees are among those struggling. Lin says language barriers are the biggest problem, preventing them from employment and a better life.
You know, the language access is the most important issue to resolve a poverty because, you know, a poverty cannot be resolved without advocacy and public action and public participation, right? But to be able to participate and advocate, someone needs a strong, the language access. Without that, we can only do so much.
Lin works to help explain how we can understand the experiences of new Americans living here in Buffalo. He came to our city from Burmese 9 years ago. He also works at Buffalo Niagara Riverkeeper as an environmental justice coordinator. He helps other Burmese arriving here to begin a new life and encouraged his own family members to come to Buffalo.
My family actually moved to Buffalo 4 years ago, so I draw them in.
Lin says for refugees, it's even harder to adjust to American living because of the difficulties they've experienced in their past life.
Because of their life experiences as refugees. So we also have been cognizant that, you know, they're not like just regular immigrants because their issues is a little deeper because of their life, as I said, life experiences and life history.
On Buffalo's west side, which has become home to many immigrant and refugee families, numbers show that almost 30% are living in poverty.
One point, we all need to come together, sit down on the same table, and you know, like walk together as a group, as a community group, to resolve that issue. So it's not just school, it's not just community organizations, it's a collective issue, collective problem.
Lin tells WBFO News without language access, those from other countries will not be able to lift themselves out of poverty. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.